It's not as hard as you might think to turn an elementary school classroom into a recording studio.
I mean, the equipment, the technology nowadays is great. We have to wait till 3 before the vents go off. They're off now. They get really loud before 3.
That's TJ Kramer, stage name Manor. When he's not writing and recording his own raps, he's a second grade teacher at Riverbend Elementary School. For the past 2 years, he's been sharing his love of songwriting with students at a couple Juno schools. Young ones, between 2nd and 5th grade. Songwriting might seem too complicated for kids that young, but Kramer says he starts with games.
For a beginner, I just want them to be able to count the amount of beats or bars for one verse, and then we fill it in later. So I'll say, can we write any line about fish with 7 syllables?
Pretty quickly, Kramer says, the students are writing their own songs.
The stuff they come up with is just amazing and so adult-like sometimes. It's like, how is your brain working like this at this age?
Altogether, the students have written over 12 songs. Now, Kramer is helping them record those songs and put them together on an album.
I'm lost in the words with you, trying to find something new. This is our song, this is our time, and times are falling from the sky.
That's a song called Lost in the Woods. It was written by a group of 5 girls about moving from elementary school to middle school. Although, Kramer says, as is often the case with art, the young musicians didn't necessarily start out with a clear picture of what they were writing about.
The original one who wrote that wasn't her intention. But it ended up going there. So one person wrote this, and then it sparked an interest in the other one. It's like, that's what we can write about, the transition. And so it got pretty good after that.
Some students and a few of Kramer's musician friends played instruments or created the beats behind most of the songs. Riverbend 4th grader Reese Rawson even helped produce the music, learning how to record and piece together different parts of a song.
Sitting there, I like pushing buttons, and it's just like really fun wearing the headphones and listening to my friends sing.
And after recording a few tracks, Rawson wanted to try singing herself. The song she worked on will be included on the album. Kramer is currently mixing that album, which features 9 original tunes and a few bonus tracks. It drops May 3rd. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Grieskin.